Ball goes against number 11, Brendan Jurgis. That's his first, and Badax's third team foul. Nick Siegfried at the free throw line, shooting two. Has not scored, has not attempted a free throw. In fact, these are the first free throws attempted by the Lakers as a squad with 9.7 seconds left in the first quarter. 6-5, current score, Lakers leading by one. First free throw's no good off the back of the iron. Substitution for Badax, number 14, Joe Messing, and Zach Arntz check back in. Brendan Wisner's gonna get a quick breather. He's replaced by James Dubes, a sophomore for Lakers.
Statistically, Nick should hit this one.
Free throws up, and it's no good.
Another in and out.
Rebound brought in by Clark Brady. 5 seconds left. And we have a whistle, a little bit too close defense from Troy Chappell. That will be his first, but more importantly, that's Lakers' fifth team foul already, and we're still in the first quarter. Badax ball at midcourt with 4.8 seconds left in the first 8 minutes of tonight's ballgame. 6-5, Lakers leading by one. Inbound to Martin Messing, and he traveled with it.
This is...
Brendan Wisner checks back in, replaces Dubes.
This is interesting how this is developing.
Seth Bowles comes back in, as does Spencer Britzine, his first action tonight, replaces Brendan Jurgis. Nick Siegfried checks back out, or comes out, I should say. Brendan Wisner inbounding from midcourt. Still looking for someone. Smith gets into the free throw line. Pulls up, mid-range jump shot. He nails it. And there's the buzzer for the end of the first quarter. It's 8-5, Lakers leading by three in District 84 over Badax 8-5.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. The all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Second quarter is now upon us in our first game of a doubleheader tonight, as the Elkin Pigeon Bayport Lakers playing host for this District 84, leading the Badax Hatchets by 3 points. 8-5, as Braden Smith hits a two-pointer as the time expires in that first quarter.
It went exactly how Coach Ron Schwarzendruber scripted it, I'll tell you. I'm sure he's happy over there.
Minetti inbounding for the Lakers. They'll start this quarter with possession over to Braden Smith. Lakers showing that trap half-court defense to Seth Bowles. To the right wing to Smith. One dribble. Feeds it into Minetti. Turns. The shot is up, and it's in. Nice touch from Corey Minetti, the sophomore. And it's a five-point lead for Lakers. 10-5, 7:40 left in the second. Ryan Hileski over to the right wing to Joe Messing. Trying to feed it into Martin Messing against Chappell, and it's tipped by Seth Bowles and actually saved by Minetti. Fourth turnover for Badax tonight. Smith down to the baseline. Nothing there. Has to feed it back out. Skip pass to the left wing. Wisner goes down into the lane. Puts it up. No good. Good no call there against Clark Brady. Chappell tries to feed it over to the right corner, and it goes out of bounds. And this will be the fifth turnover for Lakers. Drew Scholler checks in, replaces Troy Chappell. And Joe Messing checks in, or excuse me, number 11, Brendan Jurgis checks in, replaces Joe Messing. We also have some liberal use of the horn here as well, John.
That is true. Another thing, too, is we have Corey Minetti in here. His father patrolled this court during his playing days at Lakers.
Just a few years ago, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it. A couple weeks ago.
Down into Martin Messing on the baseline. Kicks it in the left corner to Arntz for the mid-range jump shot, and it's in for 2 points. Badax with 7, Lakers with 10, a three-point lead for the green and white. Brendan Wisner's trapped at midcourt and has to feed over to Drew Scholler, left wing. Dribbles out of trouble, back to Brendan Wisner. From 30 feet from the basket, calling out the shot. 6.5 to play in the second, it's still 10-7 Lakers to Drew Scholler. Back to Wisner, right wing, into the corner to Minetti. Bad Axe swarming to the ball, and Martin Messing picks it off. He has only Drew Schuller to beat. He can't keep a handle on it, and it's a rebound by Seth Bowles. Smith goes up for it. The layup, he can't keep a handle on that either, and Brennan Jurgis has it for Bad Axe.
Both teams just trading possessions. Almost identical play.
Pulaski to the left wing to Clark Brady against Smith. Martin Messing flashing, and it is a three from Brennan Jurgis. The layup comes, rebound comes down, and Zach Arntz went right over the back of Drew Schuller. Can't blame him. He has about, I'd say about 7 inches on him. That will be the Bad Axe's fourth team foul in the first against Zach Arntz. 5:57 left in the second. It's 10-7, Lakers by three.
Brendan Wisner bringing the ball up, very slow, surveying the hatchet defense, almost like a panther lying in wait to trap you.
Nice analogy. Seth Bowles to the left wing, picks up his dribble at the left elbow, nothing there. Still has to get rid of it to Drew Schuller, top of the key against Brendan Jurgis, now at the right wing. Calling for a screen from Smith. Smith now gets it in the right corner against Martin Messing. Starts the dribble, good screen from Minetti. Inside the lane, back out to Drew Schuller for three. Off the mark, rebound Clark Brady. 10-7, score remains Lakers by three. 5:15 left in the first half. Ryan Hileski acting point guard, top of the key over to the left wing to Clark Brady. Low post screens going away from the ball. They try to feed it down low, and no one touches it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Messing. We have a 30-second timeout called by Mark Krug with 5:08 left in the second. John Mooney, what is Mark Krug saying with his team right now?
Well, same thing I was thinking about when the last shot was lofted on both ends. Poor shot selection. You got to do better than that. You're going to have to. We're going to get into a tight ball game. Right now it's 10-7 early in the second quarter. If it's going to be that way all the way across, every possession makes a whole lot of difference. And you got to treat that ball like it's your best friend, okay? You just don't throw it away. Take care of the ball, and the ball will take care of you. That's what I think he just mentioned.
I'll take your word for it. So Bad Axe will have the ball to inbound. Excuse me, Lakers will inbound 90 feet from their own hoop with 5:08 left in the first half. It's still 10-7. Low scoring affair so far. Bad Axe comes into today averaging 42 on offense. Lakers 42.9 lead, a 1/8 of a point spread. And we have a whistle away from the ball down on the opposite baseline. And this will be a foul against Bad Axe's number 45, Zach Arntz. That's his second and team's fifth. So both teams with 5 team fouls.
What makes that worse is that Lakers didn't even get the ball across 10 second line yet.
Wyatt Humphrey Phillips checks in. And he'll replay Zach Arntz. 5:03 left in the first half. 3-point ball game. Lakers inbounding with the lead underneath their own hoop. Brent Wisner feeds it into Nick Siegfried, who just checked into the game. Tap the key to Schuller. Schuller to Wisner inside the lane. Down to Siegfried and can't hang on to it. Here comes Ryan Hileski. Hileski retreats. Back out to Wyatt Humphrey Phillips. Right wing back to Hileski. Dribbles down to the baseline, mid-range jump shot on the baseline, can't fall, and rebound brought in by Brennan Wisner. 10th rebound for Lakers tonight. Bad Axe has 7. Smith skip past the left wing, into the corner to Siegfried for the 16-footer, and this one's good. He has 2 points, and it's a 5-point lead again for the Lakers, 12-7 over Bad Axe. 4.5 to play in the first half. Clark Brady over to Brennan Jurgis, right wing, feeds it inside the lane to Martin Messing. Down the baseline against Siegfried. Double team coming, nearly loses a handle on it, out to Hileski. To the right wing to Jurgis, trying to feed it into Martin Messing again. They do. Turns, the hook shot's short, rebound Nick Siegfried. Nice defense from the green and white. Smith inside the lane in transition, layup's no good, rebound Martin Messing. Halfway through the second quarter. Bad Axe 7, Lakers 12. Ryan Hileski, right wing to the left wing. Brennan Jurgis pops the three. This one's off the mark. Clark Brady cleans up the boards and in for 2 points. Clark Brady has 5. And the first offensive board for Bad Axe tonight brings them within 3, 12-9. Brennan Wisner across midcourt. Substitutions coming in for both teams in the next dead ball. Seth Bowles against Clark Brady, right wing. Gets a screen from Smith, now at the free throw line. Siegfried thought about taking a three, instead goes